Dave, there's a news story knocking around this week, or just in the last week or so, about these guys who have got this way of making an implantable system so a cockroach can generate electricity inside its body.
That's right. There are lots of applications where you might want to integrate electronics into living systems. So in a human, if you're diabetic, you might want to build a glucose monitor into your body or any other kind of health monitoring systems. However, one of the biggest problems is powering these devices. Batteries don't last very long and they're often made out of poisonous materials. Another option is nuclear batteries, but they're radioactive, so really not very nice. And an external power supply is awkward and heavy. But, of course, any biological system must have an ample source of energy. It's a living creature. It's using energy all the time. But the energy is normally locked up chemically, often in glucose or other sugars.
So you need a way to harness it.
So you need some way of getting this out and turning it into electricity. Michelle Rasmussen and colleagues at Case Western Reserve University have been able to do this by building a fuel cell powered by a sugar called trehalose, which is common in insects. They break it up into glucose using a genetically engineered enzyme, and then this is oxidized, releasing some electrons as an electric current, which can then do some work. At the other electrode, the electrons are used to react hydrogen ions with oxygen to produce water, in a similar way as you would do in your body to burn sugar to create energy and water and carbon dioxide.
How much energy can they make with this thing?
Well, they've managed to build one into a cockroach, and it will produce about 0.6 microwatts per square centimetre.
That doesn't sound like a lot.
It's not a lot, but obviously they're probably going to develop it and get higher powers. But also, even as it is, enough to power a small sensor, so something which might be detecting some kind of chemicals, and just run it once every minute, charge up a battery, run it once every minute, then send anything it's found out, possibly wireless, to something else, and it will sit dormant and charge up its battery again, then send off another little wireless signal.
So you embed the sensor in the cockroach, or you could have the cockroach carry a sort of cockroach backpack, which would do all the data gathering or whatever you wanted to do, and you'd power it using an embedded sensor. And because these are insects, they can go places that bigger things couldn't, presumably.
That's right. This is part of a bigger project where they're attempting to use cockroaches and other insects as essentially little tiny robots. Sort of why redo all this work which nature's done for us? They obviously need a power supply to attach the electronics to the insects. And so this is what they've been developing it for.
Better hope that the people haven't filled their nuclear bunker or whatever you're trying to penetrate with cockroach traps than those sticky things, because otherwise your cockroach will crawl in and get stuck.
And you've got to avoid things which are too sweet, otherwise they'll go off after them. And yeah, so you could either use it for finding people in a disaster area because they can get through all the little cracks, or for inspecting things which you can't get at, or even for using them as spies, which is quite exciting.
I like that.